It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Verrett.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with Pope Leo today amid weeks of tension between the Vatican and the White House.
The meeting comes after a new Washington Post ABC News Ipsos poll found negative public opinion over President Trump's criticism of the Pope and a recent social media post appearing to depict the president as Jesus.
President Trump has said he thought the post depicted him as a doctor or Red Cross worker.
The Pope spoke with journalists Tuesday night after leaving the papal retreat near Rome, saying, quote, "The mission of the church is to preach the gospel, to preach peace." He went on to say that the Catholic Church has consistently spoken out against nuclear weapons.
"And I always believe that it's much better to enter into dialogue than to look for arms and to support the arms industry, which gains billions and billions of dollars each year, instead of sitting down at the table, solving our problems, and using money to solve humanitarian issues."
That audio is from the Associated Press. Wisconsin is home to more than 1 million Catholics. We're checking in on the political tensions with Father Stephen Avella, a Milwaukee Catholic priest and professor emeritus of history at Marquette University. Father Avella, welcome back to the show.
My pleasure. Thank you. Good to talk to you.
President Trump continues to openly clash with Pope Leo. Is this an unusual moment for the Catholic Church to have political issues like this flare up with a world leader?
When you're talking about President Trump's public declarations or the things that he puts on his social media, I'm going to leave that to you folks in the Fourth Estate to figure out what that is and what that means. There are things that he says and does that confronts some of the main thrust of Catholic teaching, particularly the preservation of life. And in terms of desiring strategies that resolve international conflicts by dialogue, by treaties, by concordats, by ways other than killing, shooting, sending tomahawk missiles, what have you. This has been a consistent preference of the church since the onset of modern warfare, all right? Since really World War I. The church has always been on the side of, can we talk about this? Can we sit down? Can we find a way to preserve order, unity by dialogue rather than weaponry?
You're breaking up just a moment there. But what do you make of the fact that President Trump and Pope Leo aren't meeting face-to-face?
Well, I assume that there's a possibility for phone dialogue. That was raised in a news story that I just read, that Cardinal Parolin, the Secretary of State, the person who would be the go-to person to arrange such a thing, suggested that the Pope would be open to that, and I don't see why he wouldn't. I'm not quite sure what that would produce. Again, when you're dealing with things that President Trump says or how he presents things, again, I'm going to leave that to you people in the Fourth Estate to figure that out. What does this mean? What are we hearing here? What's real and what's not real? And so, again, I would think the Holy Father would be more than open to be a participant, a discussant, in these things. But he's the subject of these attacks. Right? He wants them to have a nuclear bomb. He likes crime. Is this really a fair basis on which to base, you know, an honest dialogue?
Father Avella, closer to home here in Wisconsin, does tension between the Pope and the president rise to the level of an issue you feel the need to address to a full congregation, say, on a Sunday morning?
I haven't done it myself because I don't often celebrate Mass on a Sunday, but I know my priest brothers have, and they've spoken to this issue and tried to clarify what was going on, respectful of the diversity, the legitimate diversity of opinions there are about the president and about the state of political affairs today. But yes, this is something. What's going on here? How do we understand this? How do we understand this as Catholics? We have a loyalty to the Pope. We priests, we take, before we are ordained, we pledge ourselves to be obedient in heart and in mind to the teaching of the Church as manifested by the voice of the Pope. So we have an obligation to defend him and to try and understand what he says and interpret that and speak that as clearly as possible, and then to trust the wisdom of the people of God to sort this out and to say what's real here and what's not real. We stand for peace. We stand for the dignity of human life from conception to natural death. We are not in favor of war. In particular, nuclear war has become is problematic. It's morally and ethically problematic. This is almost from the time of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, one of the first voices to speak about the dubiousness of using nuclear weapons was Pope Pius XII. John XXIII made a same declaration in the wake of the Cuban Missile Crisis. Mm-hmm. And John Paul II, every pope down to the present, has expressed grave reservations about the morality of nuclear warfare.
Thank you for that historical context. We are talking about tensions between Pope Leo and the Trump administration, how Catholics in Wisconsin are navigating them. Father Stephen Avella is with us, a Milwaukee Catholic priest and professor emeritus of history at Marquette University. Father Avella, President Trump has made the case that Pope Leo is wrong to oppose the war in Iran because he thinks it's necessary to ensure Iran doesn't get nuclear weapons. How does the Catholic Church weigh that dilemma of using violence if it could prevent the potential for greater harm?
In certain circumstances, yes. But the main nuclear armed power in the Middle East now is not Iran, it's Israel. So if we're interested in eliminating the nuclear threat or acquiring nuclear arms, I think the Holy See, which oversees the entire world, would be interested in an even-handed approach to this. Yes, first of all, the Pope has never endorsed Iran having nuclear weapons, nor ever been a fan of the current Iranian regime. I think most people are convinced that it's not a good place. That being said, let's take on the whole issue of nuclear proliferation. The Vatican has always been out in front in nuclear non-proliferation. They have always urged nuclear countries to kind of demobilize, to step back, to create an environment where this kind of circumstance is not coming in. But to accuse the Pope of wanting Iran to have nuclear weapons, it's just not valid. It's not legitimate.
Have you been surprised at all by the Pope's willingness to push back against the president and engage on this with him?
Yes, in the tradition of his predecessors. This is a very important motif in understanding the papacy. What popes have said and what popes have done constitute a strand of tradition with a capital T in our faith life that popes observe and then forward according to their own particular circumstances. Mm-hmm. Pius XII expressed grave reservations about the atomic bombing of Japan. John XXIII became even more forceful about them. John Paul II went to Hiroshima and Nagasaki and said, this should never happen again. Every pope has expressed misgivings about the acquisition and development of nuclear arms and the potential for their use in the destruction of civilizations. A civilization will die tonight. how would any religious leader react to a statement like that?
Father Avella, I want to switch gears for just a moment. It's been 1 year since Pope Leo was elected to lead the Catholic Church. How is he doing as pontiff?
Well, the polls are any indication. People like him, appreciate him. They're certainly anxious for him to come back to Chicago. I was just in Chicago for a couple of weeks, and they're all anxious to welcome back the hometown boy.
I would imagine, yes.
There would be, there'll be a lot of White Sox hats sold around Chicago and all that. But he comes with many gifts. First of all, he's multilingual and multicultural. I mean, he lived there in Peru for a long time. His mastery of Italian and Spanish
and even other Romance languages is marvelous. Secondly, this man has had administrative ability. He ran the Augustinian order, which is a worldwide order. So he knows how things work. And in his last job, he was the head of the office that creates bishops around the world, nominates men for these critical posts of bishops in various countries. So he brings a really strong dossier, and on top of that, a kind of a humble and unassuming personality. And for me, he's a historic pope. For the first time in my life, I'm older than the pope.
Very quickly, when you saw President Trump's social media post last month appearing to depict himself as a Jesus-like figure, what was your reaction?
I was offended. This is ridiculous. But then again, this is what we've come to expect. This is the kind of stuff, the sort of nonsense that passes for public discourse now, that we just kind of shrug our shoulders at and say, well, he's just doing what he's doing. I found it offensive. And when he dressed himself up as the Pope, when Pope Francis was dying, that too I found needlessly offensive. Why do that? Again, my questions, I'm sure the same questions that you and the Fourth Estate have. What on earth is going on here? What on earth is going on here with these middle-of-the-night social media unloadings and these ridiculous images? Is this the way that the leader of the free world acts? Is this in keeping with the dignity of an office held by men like Dwight Eisenhower, Franklin Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln? Is this what we've come to expect and live with? No, I was offended. I did not find that amusing. I'm not going to jump in, oh, it was blasphemous, because I just think it's silly. It's just absolutely silly.
Father Avella, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Father Stephen Avella is a Milwaukee Catholic priest, professor emeritus of history at Marquette University. He was with us to share how he's navigating political tensions between the Trump administration and Pope Leo.